Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Republicans tried every single day of the shutdown to open it. We voted 15 times to do that. I just want to say that we're very optimistic about the vote tally tonight. We think this is going to happen, and we're sorry that it took this long. So Republicans are going to deliver for the people. We're ready to get back to our legislative agenda. We have a very aggressive calendar for the remainder of this year. There'll be some long days and nights here, some long working weeks, but we will get this thing back on track.
Yeah, and Congresswoman Ann Wagner from Missouri's 2nd District with us this afternoon, I believe, back in Washington, D.C. How are you this afternoon, Ann?
I am back in Washington. I came back yesterday, a little concerned about flights, wanted to make sure I was here after 43 long days and long nights, the longest shutdown in American history. You've seen it all, the rampant flight delays, the cancellations. We've got hundreds of thousands of government employees that have been working without pay. Food stamp program was on the brink of collapse, and it was all, I want to be very clear, because of Democrat partisan politics and Chuck Schumer, who was terrified of a primary challenge. I mean, this should never have happened.
All right, well, let's do it this way. The whole thing ended up being how many days now? What are we at?
43.
Okay, 43. What changed from day one to day 43 for the Democrats? I believe that's a rhetorical question, right?
Yes, nothing has changed. But for this, the far-left radical base is still calling for Schumer's head, and for anybody, the 8 Senate Democrats who finally came to their senses and actually voted to end this nightmare. So, I mean, they made it clear, Mark, you heard that right out of their mouths. Hakeem Jeffries, Catherine Clark, their Democrat leadership in the House, Chuck Schumer himself, they wanted to use the suffering of the American people as, quote, leverage. Thank God is coming to an end, and I will say, I believe that probably around 7 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. at home,
yeah.
we're going to open up the government, my friend, and that means that specifically we're going to have this continuing resolution, a government reopened through the end of January. We gave ourselves a new date so we can work on these appropriation bills, but we're going to pass 3 of them. Then tonight, and this package is going to include a full year of funding for our veterans' health care and for the entire VA Veterans Administrative Services. It'll include billions of dollars for SNAP, billions of dollars for food stamps and for the National School Lunch Program, and billions of dollars for the Women, Infant, and Children's Program, along with making sure we're reiterating what's already in current law, that everyone gets their back pay and that there will be no federal government firings. So it's the same thing we've been offering and have done from the very beginning of this 43 days ago. And here, you know, all this pain and suffering and gnashing of teeth and people not being paid. not just the delays. You know what? This costs real money. It's about $15 billion, what they call, you know, gross domestic product a week, GDP a week, that government shutdown has cost.
Yeah, it's
the
amazing.
Economy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Unbelievable.
So just be honest.
So I'm a little bit removed from my schoolhouse rock education in the 1970s. Just help me out with the final process here tonight, because the Senate voted on something that you guys had already sent over to there, but you still have to vote, and then it does not go back to the Senate, then it goes to the president?
No, it doesn't go back to the Senate. What they had to do, remember, the original thing we sent over 43 days ago, Mark, had the November 21st
date. That's right.
We can't have a November. That's like next week.
A couple of days from now. Right.
So they changed the date to January 30th is what they did. And then we actually, showing goodwill and good faith, the Republicans put together three of the 12 appropriations in a package to make sure, again, that we had the VA in there and all of SNAP and all the food stamps and the children's lunch program, all of these things in there. So we did three appropriations that are going to be a part of this, along with reiterating something that's already in law, is that there'll be no government federal firings and that everybody gets their back pay.
So will there be any Democrats at all that cross over, like any in the House?
There should be. There was one last time that voted with us. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Hakeem Jeffries is railing against it. And that's how I come. I don't really know what time tonight. You know, very few people want to spend their evening watching C-SPAN, but we have to procedurally, since you asked about the Schoolhouse Rock, what I just outlined to you is what the Senate passed. And then we got ourselves back as fast as we could. We had to, you know, you have to go to a rules committee. I mean, there's a process here. It's not as long as the Senate's, but we have a process. So we will pass a rule first that allows us then to proceed to the bill. There will be debate on the bill, but our debate is very limited in the House, unlike the Senate. So we don't have to listen to people bloviate, thank God, all night long. And then we'll get to take a vote. And that is the package that we'll be voting on. And the Democrats, as I said, the far left and the radical left that has become now the true base and the ideology of this Democrat Party, Mamdani's, you know, AOC, Schumer, Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, you name it. They all were stepping all over each other to make sure they were condemning this package and this process. It's
unbelievable. Hey, so you've been around Washington for a long time. You know, when I'm watching Hakeem Jeffries, who could be the speaker if you guys lose the majority, I mean, that guy, I try to look at positives, but I see feckless. I don't see leadership. He says things that don't make any sense. I guess he's just carrying the water, but you'd think, I know that we don't have things perfect on our side and with personalities, but man, you'd think you'd be able to do better than that for leadership. Yeah.
Why do you think Pelosi stuck around for so long with the emeritus title? Okay, she is finally retiring. There'll be a number more of retirements, and I will say that therefore far left progressive socialist base is running against a number of the old timers out there, and we'll see what ends up happening here. But they've got real problems when their socialist base becomes the standard bearer for the Democrat Party, and that's what they've done. And you know what? It's just unconscionable. I'm in the middle of year 13 for me here in Congress, and it's such an honor and a privilege most days to really be a part of this body and to be able to represent the people of Missouri's 2nd District. But this was the most senseless, worthless waste of time that I have ever seen. I chair the Capital Markets Subcommittee of Financial Services. I've passed 14 capital formation bills on the floor. I have another 25 that I'm ready to go. I was ready to pass them a month and a half ago. These are things that are going to help retail investors, help companies go public, help private small businesses grow and grow our economy. All of that has been held up as a result of this. I did come back, I will say, too, Mark, last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This week, I'm on the intelligence committee, and honestly, we're working on our authorization act. I head up the open source intelligence committee. I wanted to sit down. I wanted to talk about Venezuela and what was going on there, and the Middle East and some other things. So I couldn't continue to be gone. I had to be back here, so I've been back for a couple weeks here, working. But it's just too long, and this was senseless. And to say they're leveraging the American people, their pain and suffering this way is I can't tell you how aggravated I am.
Well, I think a lot of people are aggravated. There's no doubt about that. Congressman Ann Wagner. So the Speaker Mike Johnson says that there's a very aggressive agenda for the rest of the year. I think you mentioned a couple of these things, but what else might be included before you'd wrap for the year?
Well, our key here is to wrap before January 30th, and obviously we can hopefully make it home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And a message to family at home: Mama will be and Gaga will be making a Thanksgiving turkey. So at the house, all the required attendance. But other than that, we're going to be here. And we're going to be passing the rest of our appropriations bills, I hope, to fund the government. We've got to fund the full Department of Defense. We've got a number of other. There's a total of 12. We're doing 3 tonight. We need to do the rest, or as many of them as we can possibly get worked out with the Senate and with the Democrats. And then we have other pieces of legislation that are important, too, that need to get done, like things that are good to grow the economy. I've got a 25-bill package that has great bipartisan support across the aisle that I have, just teed up and am ready to go. In fact, last week when I was here, I sat down with the SEC chairman who really handles most of the oversight and regulatory part of capital markets and capital formation, and that's Paul Atkins is his name, we got rid of the horrible Gary Gensler. But Paul Atkins and I sat down and we reviewed and I took on their technical support on our bills. We've been working to try and do something to grow the economy and to help just everyday investors out there in the small business community. You know, there's every single committee, every single person like me up here who's actually a workhorse and not a show horse are up here to put these packages on the floor. Four times the most important commodity we have, and we've just squandered.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Days.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner, great to have you on this afternoon. Glad you're back there. Good luck with the bill passage. Keep us posted on everything. And if I don't speak with you before Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving.
And all blessings to you and to the...
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.